wonderful Tuesday. I'm Sebastian Blick. You're listening to Fade to Blick. We're doing something different. We're trying something new, throwing a new twist in the mix. Twisting your panties, as it were. I'm still the same, you know, off-color, adult, weird, odd me. But I figured we'd throw something in different and try Tech Tuesday. I did terrestrial radio for a couple of years, and that's what I did, was internet and technical shit. So I figured, why not? I figured it's kind of comfortable for me, actually. But I used to have a producer that sat across from me and did a lot of bantering and talk back and forth. So it's a little harder when you're by yourself. But I have a lot of stuff that I've been reading and whatnot. Tech includes everything to me. Tech is internet. It is web stuff. It is even stuff down to simple stuff in your house. Something as simple as, well, voila, Yahoo did it this morning. Change a light bulb. How to change a light bulb, really. And really, there is a technical way to change a light bulb, because the new light bulb, if handled improperly, the tungsten filament will break quicker. Or more soon. I'm sure that the light bulb industry probably would want to hear that. Our bulbs don't break quickly. They never do that. But yes, there is a way to do it so that it does prolong the life of the light bulb. Also, there's something even so, you know, a lot of people don't realize there are ways to take a light bulb out when it's broken. I've seen lots of different ways to do it, and one of them really works well. Cut a potato in half, stick it up on the broken part of the thing, push down ever so gently, then twist. Very simple. Saves a lot of time. I have all kinds of wonderful tips like that. If you're so inclined, and on the Buzz page, which is Buzz with Blick and Ba over on Facebook, you can ask those questions, and I'll always give the answer. And if I don't know the answer, I'll look the answer up, because I'm good like that. I was going to videotape the entire show today, but my camera was out of batteries. I think my wife found it before I did. My wife's been into my battery stash again. Yeah. So Uber, there's a marketing company, or a company in Toronto, it's a ride-sharing company. And what they do is you basically put your name on a board and you share rides with people, which is cool. They decided as a marketing ploy that they would put a kiosk out in one of the local bar areas, and it had a breathalyzer in it. And it was called the Uber Safe Kiosk, because Uber is the company name. And so they offered a free ride home if you're drunk enough. I think that that's a really good idea for anywhere. You know what I mean? Because already you have cab companies that, like on New Year's and St. Paddy's Day, the days that are traditionally, let's, you know, be Americans and go out and drink ourselves silly. They offer free rides, which is cool. But during the rest of the year, I think it would be a really good idea if they supplied breathalyzers to these bartenders, and if you blew drunk, that you would automatically qualify, and that the bartender would chip in a little bit of money, or that it would be a reduced ride home. You know, something, so that it would cut down on any drinking and driving. Hell, for that matter, when they come out with weed, you know, with weed breathalyzers, which they will, they're working on it now. You know, if you've had too much to smoke, I don't know when that's ever happened, but that's tech. It's true. If you're into that sort of thing or have been studying or watching that sort of thing, that has been a big deal, whether or not to how to tell if somebody's high right when they're high. There's several companies that are working on different kinds of tests to tell whether or not you are currently high. Are you currently stoned? Why don't you just ask them? Most people will tell you, are you currently high? Well, a little bit. Kinda. Don't think you'll ever have somebody that says, yeah, I'm just baked. I'm just blazed out of my gourd. Most all the time, a stoner's gonna go, yeah, I'm all right. I'm doing all right. Exactly. And I think it's a neat idea. I think it really is. I think that there should be several ways to do that so that people don't drink and drive. It's really a cool idea. Just poring over different tech stuff, different news and stuff that's going on. Apple, I tell you what, Apple wants, with the new Apple Watch, they want you to basically go through the entire process hand in hand with them. They want you to make an appointment to come in and have a fitting for the watch. They want to teach you how to use it, which is cool. I understand. I've been a Mac aficionado for many, many, many years. So, you're gonna hand me this. You're gonna hand me this watch that I can do all this cool shit with, and I'm not gonna hear a word you say for about 4 hours. Samples that are really free. I went on the Yahoo Tech page and says samples that are really free. Well, if it's on the tech page, why don't you give me a MacBook Air? I don't want no fucking Tide. I want a Mac. So an Iowa man got accused of hacking the lottery to win a $14.3 million ticket. Now, five people. There are only five people who are allowed in this room that generates the random numbers. He is one of them. Apparently, he went into this random generator room, plugged in a USB drive to the random generating machine. It put in a very unique program in that it goes in, does what it does, and then destroys itself. But the FBI, CIA, those guys can trace that shit. I'm sorry. You can do a lot of nasty stuff with a computer, but unless you've really got some good tech background and some really good programming, you can't get rid of all the evidence. They're gonna find it. So this guy goes in, puts this root node program in, does its job. He goes, he says, was not in the state when the check when the ticket was purchased. But yet the ticket almost was expired. He apparently his cell phone was used in Iowa the day the ticket was purchased. So I'm thinking this guy's got a shystery attorney that's bullshitting through his teeth because, well, it gets even deeper than that because the company that tried to cash the ticket was a holding company from Belize, but they wouldn't let him do it because they wouldn't give their names. This is my brother Juan and my brother Juan. We are attorneys. Right. Sure you are. I don't know. I just found that interesting. The guy, you know, $14.3 million and he couldn't have done it any smarter than he did it. Come on. Come on. Come on. So what do you guys think about the taxes? Like, you can do 99.9% of your taxes on your smartphone. What? I mean, what's to say that somebody doesn't get their pads on your information, file your taxes for you? Well, in my case, they'd be fucked. I can see why they wouldn't. I could see that, yeah. Because taxes aren't one of those things that you want to steal somebody's identity for. Stealing shit from them, that's one thing. But taxes, that just probably isn't the smartest way to go. I stole the dude's ID, and it sucked, man. Doobie-doobie-doo. So, I'm sitting up here today, and I guess it's good luck. You know, good luck to see Cardinals. I saw a Cardinal and his wife today looking out the studio window. So I guess that's like a good omen. I'm supposed to like get like crowdfunding for like $1.5 million and get the studio off the ground and have like studio. And people will come in and shit and we'll do like Wayne's World. You know? Mm-hmm. Just a thought. Anybody wants to start up a campaign to get the equipment that we need? You know. Let's see. I want a little break. We're going to take a little break. 713-955-0395. Questions, comments, anything you got, give me a holler. I'll be back in about 3.5.
Some call it, some don't call it now. come to paradise.
Green Day. I love Green Day. I do. So, I'm just like, you know, perusing news, which I do. And just having a good time. If you want to hit me on Twitter, you always can. And anytime you find someone that doesn't know about the, you know, the amazing, incredible wonder that is Blick, and you want to introduce them, please do. Sebastian Blick over on Twitter. Sebastian.Blick1 on Facebook. Or Buzz with Blick and Baugh on Facebook. And just, you know, say hey, you know. Tell them this dude knows amazing things about a lot of shit. He knows a lot of shit about a lot of shit. A lot of shit and shit. That's funny. So Apple banned selfie sticks at their next big event. So you can't, technically you're not supposed to record the addresses and whatnot. You're not. It's a developers conference and it's supposed to be somewhat, you know, on the down low, on the, you know, the way they do it, you know. You know. And so in an effort to make sure that people know that they're going to get their asses beat, they said there will be no selfie sticks. And they even went so far as to say no electronic cigarettes. They got real nasty about it because people, I'm sure, you know, this the vaping community's gotten pretty, you know, we're not smoking, we're vaping. But if you're vaping, it's speaking, this is technology too. If you're vaping, you're actually, you are smoking, but you're not. You're giving the impression, which to some people mentally, they're not strong enough to handle the fact that you're only blowing a cloud of... Never mind. I figured I'd let that sink in for a minute. There. I think that took long enough. You know, that's silly. And they, you know, well... I can see where they would, because otherwise you're going to have, you know, it's going to look like a forest of cell phones, you know, sticks everywhere, 8 billion of them sticking up in the air, people trying to get the best spot and this and that, and, you know, I just think it's silly. You know, if they're going to broadcast it anyway, why don't they just broadcast it? Here it is, the lazy tech guy, okay? Shows up at the hotel, sets his stuff in the room, tunes in the old TV, and they close circuit the speech through the hotel on the TV. I thought that was a good idea. Because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of antisocial geeks who would, you know, go that far. They'd get there, but they'd want to, you know, they'd want to, like, hide. They'd want to go, but they wouldn't want to go. You know what I mean? So, 713-955-0395. Anybody ever read a Raptor or hear of it? Pretty crazy, huh? Crazy stuff. Scans the internet like 12 billion times a second for keywords of any kind that they choose. And they can say, oh, they said that. So, kind of crazy. Just crazy. Doobie, doobie, doo. Yeah, I ended up with, speaking of technology, Twitter. Somebody from Germany, go figure, an artist, wanted to be my friend on Twitter. I thought that was kind of unique. Because Blick is actually German for to view or enlighten. Which I thought was intriguing. Interesting. Just scan over here and see this shit, like that stuff. Oh no, no, no. Let's see here. Yeah, I still can't get over that $13 million or $14 million lottery ticket. The guy could have gotten away with a substantial amount had he really done it right. Really. I mean, he waited a year. A long time. People have a tendency to notice large sums of cash, you know, in any way, shape, fashion, or form. Hey, I'd like to claim a $14 million lottery ticket from a year ago. You think they might figure that one out? You think? Maybe. I think they would. I do. I tell you. The MacBook Air or Pro, you know, if when you lay them down side by side, I would take either one or both. One's designed for more hardcore crunching, and one's probably graphics, I would say. One will basically power, you know, the computing power of like three of the space stations, and the other one makes the space station look pretty. You know what I mean? You know. Oh, funny. And do. Uh-oh. You now is the new thing. You now. You now instead of YouTube. You now. Nice. Interesting. So, it's basically YouTube live casting. You basically just broadcast yourself. That might be interesting. I might have to do a 100 million webcasts. And oh, yeah. This is really kind of strange in that a lot of teenagers are using it as ways to, communicate back and forth. You know, I think this is like webcamming, sexting, weird stuff going on. I think we need to be concerned with it. Maybe. Basically, you just kick on your camera and broadcast. I think that might be interesting. I'll just kick my camera on and broadcast and bitch. I'll just go off about shit. I think that sounds like fun. I wonder if there's a time limit. You could just, you know, go. Just go crazy. You know? I don't know. technology is moving in such a way, it moves in such a rate, they say that it's exponential. So what happens at the speed of twice this month, this year, is going to be four times, six times next year, and so on. That's crazy. That is some serious, serious going. And there's even streams of people dedicated to watching them sleep. Really. I think I might do that. I'll have the Blick nap cam. You know? And it'll be Blick and Lucinda snooze on the couch. Because when I get on the couch, then she gets up on my chest and passes out. And we both pass out. You know? But I think people would do it. People would still watch. Just because people are voyeurs by nature. Silly. Not really. Everybody has their kink, you know? Yeah, just that way. Oh, wow, wow, wow. So Periscope, another broadcasting service, is going to ban accounts that broadcast Game of Thrones, which technically, I believe they are supposed to. HBO, I believe, is the one that does it. So I think that they are the ones that control that sort of behavior and, you know, would probably have an issue with it, I would say. Don't you know? So Apple's apparently got the... Oh, there it goes, maybe. Come on. I was trying. Oh, no. Oh, no, no. Don't you hate... Let me ask this question. When you're on the net and you're scrolling around and you're clicking on stuff and you think it's a news article and you click on it and it ends up being a... advertisement for just bullshit, you know, just stupid crap, and you clicked all the way in to this and you're stuck because it won't quit. You know what I mean? It really sucks. And there was a way at one time in the beginning, back in the days of the internet, early internet, you could block a lot of pop-ups. Now, not so much. Not so much. They figured out how to get around it. They have companies that specialize in ways to get around that stuff. They do. They just do. So, you know, no matter how hard you try, just the way it is. The opening music for Star Wars is totally different than the new digital stuff. Why? Why? Why do you gotta go screw with an amazing thing? You know, there will be people who will argue that it is a, you know, natural progression. I, on the other hand, would have to disagree with them. That's bullshit. Do not screw with the music. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. So, what's everybody think? Just something to try, something to play with. I thought I'd zip on today and play around with it. So, you know, I figured, why not? And see what people thought and see what the feedback is. So, if you want to get a hold of me, Sebastian Blick on Twitter, Sebastian.Blick1 on Facebook, Buzz with Blick and Baugh on Facebook, and Sebastian.Blick at Yahoo. So, just thought I'd run in, do a quickie, just for fun, just shits and grins, see what people do. Until tomorrow, or until I decide to do it again, Sebastian Blick, wishing you a happy, wondrous day. Be nice to your neighbor, because your neighbor may have chocolate chip cookies.